We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, our final segment here this morning. Speaking of, petitions and such, there's been a petition that circulated about a month or maybe a month and a half ago. I don't recall. This year's flying by fast. But there has been talks of expanding the Pottawatomie County Commission from 3 to 5. And I know you guys have been in the loop about this a little bit, but is this a new conversation in Pottawatomie County, or has this been something that's circulated before?
It's a new conversation in the county, as far as I know. There are numbers of counties who have gone to 5, and some of them have done unified, like Johnson County, unified government, and they have city and county together. They don't even separate. They all just do the territory. But the gentleman, Doug Kern, is probably the one that came to us and talked about he was going to do it. He wasn't trying to surprise anybody, but decided that he's on the planning board and some other things with other people. It might be advantageous to have 5 simply because the magnitude of the work in our county has far exceeded what a general county would do. I might have said that earlier in the day when I was a commissioner in Ford County. We would talk about the county roads, but we didn't have to talk about the developments and the MS4 requirements for drainage coming into an urbanized area and making certain that we are in some position of having all of those protections and stuff maintained after we own them. So they started that petition with, and it has to have 900 signatures. I'm not sure where they are with it. I know commissioners from both communities with 3 commissioners, and I know with 5, and Salina changed probably closest one to us, did it several years ago. It won't be a problem. We'll have to divide the county in a certain way, and I think that's kind of up to the clerk looking at population because the districts are put in population. I don't think they made a recommendation about any of that. If the petition doesn't get filled, it won't go on to the ballot, but I think if people want to know, they can vote on it, it's fine. It was intimated that was because we shouldn't do it because we talk to each other and build some crazy idea behind the walls of open meetings. In truth, county government with 3 people is the only level of government in this country that has a majority of 2. And when you have that majority of 2, and I know commissioners have been pushed out because they had a conversation on the phone and somebody pulls the phone records and says they were deciding this ahead or not. We are very careful not to even ride together because of the wars. And sometimes that doesn't make sense. It still takes a majority to make a decision, and it takes information to make a decision. I think we're pretty upfront with our discussions, but if the management would be spread a little more, it might be helpful in our area, as we have growth, like we've talked in Manhattan, but it's also over at St. Mary's. If you've not, as a citizen, if you've not driven to St. Mary's, Kansas, and had lunch at one of their restaurants, or Sugar Creek, where they have the kind of, I call it like Amish store, where all these bulk foods are and things, exotic nuts and crackers. You go up on 2nd Street and see the new Immaculata Cathedral. Seats 1,500. It is waiting for bells to be delivered from France to be put in there, and it is a very beautiful building. And that is a growth area for our county as well. And it has a number of plants over there and electronic controls and woodworking and cabinet tops and guns and all kinds of people are actually building and selling house products, beautiful beautification products. You can go shopping at St. Mary's. It's just as good as shopping going all the way to Topeka. But that growth makes it, somebody needs to be there to talk to them sometimes about their development and how does it relate, or their drainage, and when we get down to the river, do we do something? It's not always that we're going to do something because counties don't have authority over all the things people think we do, but having the conversation about services and safety and security and what else has to happen takes time. I generally go to the Blue Township meeting, which is largely mine, and I go to St. George, which is the only city that's in my district. I have more population than anybody in one city, so diversity of ideas comes in really strong in Blue Township area. But trying to get to their meetings and talk to them is tough. We have about 5 newspapers in our county and trying to send out information. On K-Man is one thing that serves the west side, but I don't know how far you get listenership from all the other little cities that are out there, Onega and Olsburg and Wheaton and Emmett. So yeah. It, 5 commissioners, it's up to the people. I don't think if they sign the petition, they must think there's a reason for it. And if they don't sign the petition, they must think there's a reason for it. And
sure.
We'll let it go at that. It's a legal process. But I don't think it's because of confidentiality that's a big issue. If it's going to happen for me, it's probably because we would be able to get a better diversity of opinion when we came in to discuss projects.
I'm trying to figure out, because I imagine part of this is that someone in the county probably feels like their voice isn't getting heard as much. You have to obviously realign the districts if you had 5. Do you think that there'd be a split in Blue Township just because of the population, or?
Well, certainly some would go into another district. I mean, I don't know how they'd split it, but it's not my decision, so I guess I'm worried about it.
It's kind of speculation at this point.
That's right. But you would have, it's based on numbers and average numbers, and you'd, in order to split this side of the county where all the population is, there'll be more like long districts out across the whole territory.
Yeah.
I used to represent Olsburg, and it got to be so much growth down here that about a year and a half ago, they took Olsburg, 2 years. It's a long time ago. They took Olsburg and put it into the far east district to add more volume to that side. Now, as St. Mary's growing, I'm not sure that would have to happen. But we look this year, and we're okay as 3 commissioners having the right 10% variance on the population. They could have taken away the Township of Green, but Green was 200 and some people, and I like them. So.
Well, that's interesting. You know, the legislature's going through this right now with redistricting, and we learned Friday from Representative Ron Hyland that his district most likely is going to shift a little bit here and encompass even a little bit of Riley County. But even Francis Auerkamp, the other one who represents Pottawatomie County, he pretty much represents all of Pottawatomie County except for that little strip there under the new map. So it'd be Auerkamp and Hyland.
And then we have 3 senators right now. So we have Senator Longbine and Senator O'Shea and Senator
Hawk?
Pyle.
Oh, Pyle, yes, Dennis Pyle.
Dennis Pyle. So we as a county don't really mind having 3 senators if they're good.
Helps you lobby for bridges, I'd imagine. So
that bridge probably takes to more Senator Moran and Senator Marshall and state representatives. Fair. Help at this point because its need came from the state putting NBAF in this location and growth in this location, and then they pulled all that money and left. And unfortunately, Pottawatomie County happens to be the locus of what in this area becomes an opportunity for growth. If you haven't driven out through Pottawatomie County and taken a look at the houses and the developments, you go up to Rock Creek and go over and eat something at Onega or Olsburg and see what's out there, you will begin to understand what we're talking about. It's, every day I drive, I go, I didn't know that house was up there. Gee, many Christmas. I wonder if I can get a secret pass to get in. They're beautiful, and people are good, and I'm glad that they're there, and I want to make them safe and secure.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and talking with us here this morning, and we'll look forward to chatting with Pottawatomie County again next month. Probably one of your other colleagues this time around.
Yes, I took this on with that I'll do this one, but I am not. Some of the people on the staff, they don't want to be on radio because I guess they figure you're going to say something and it'll go with you forever. But as I get older, I can't remember what I said, so I can't really feel responsible for what went wrong. I say, oh, you got to be kidding. No. Bless everybody and say your prayers and take care of the Ukraine people. They were fine. I spent about 5 days there once. I just believe you have to make your own life and be free. And being under where they're at, we need to pray for them at least. And God bless America.
All right. I'll leave it there. Thank you.